This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol chayli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet. We're talking about somebody who gets Makis in Bezdin. Bezdin judged him that he needs to be whipped, as it says in the Torah. The punishment that he gets is whipping. And we're talking about the actual process of how that happens. Now, while he is being whipped by the person who is appointed by Bezdin to do the whipping, there is a separate person who reads from the Torah in the parsha of that tells a person that you'll be punished and that the Eibishter should have Rachmanas on you and be moichel you and take you back. The Hakoire and the person who is appointed to read aloud, because it says in the Torah, it says Bikoires to you. It really means that there should be an investigation, but because the Bikoires also has a double meaning of somebody has to read, therefore, we read. There's something to be read. What is that? In the end of Devarim, of Sefer Devarim, there is a Teichecha. In the Teichecha, it says, Im lois ish melasos. So it says over here, in Sefer Devarim, Perik Chofches, Pasuk Nunches, Im lois ish melasos is called Divrei HaTorah Azois, Haksuvim b'Sefer Azeh. If you will not listen to the things that are written in this Sefer HaTorah, to fear Hashem's name, the awesome and the mighty, not to fear, if you haven't feared Hashem, and Hashem will bring upon you your whippings, your beatings, terrible things. And then, so im lo yisish malasis, That whole pasuk, v'hifla Hashem es makoscha, that whole pasuk, as we just mentioned, and it says v'chozel tchilas amikra, if by the time he has finished, he has not finished whipping yet. If by the time he finished reading, he hasn't finished whipping yet, he goes again to the beginning, but he also says a different pasuk, which is a little bit later on, ushmartem es divrei habris hazois. You will listen to the words of this treaty, of this bond that Eibishter is making with the Yidden, so that you should, and you will do it, so that you should be having in mind at that which you shall do. You should do it with the correct intention. And then v'choisim, and he ends off with v'hurachem yechaparav v'lo yashchis v'yirbalav ashevapay v'lo yarkachal mosay v'choisel tchis hamikra. And then he goes back again v'im meis tachas yodav. So now what happens if they didn't make, it's supposed to have a doctor that goes and figures it out and makes it that he shouldn't, figures out how many whips he can take without dying. What happens if he was off or something else happened that made it that he should unforeseenly die? Potter, he's the person who whipped him is Potter. Hoisef loy oid ritzua achas v'meis. However, if he added one whip, or it may even mean if he added to the whip one strap, hareza goy l'al yodoy, he is not considered to have done it on purpose, but he's considered to have done it by mistake, and therefore he goes into galus because he killed someone by mistake. Niskalkal, let's say the person he dirtied himself. The person who is getting whipped dirtied himself. Bein birei, bein b'mayim. Whether it is with dirt or dirty or with water or with big or with small, potter. At that point he becomes potter from getting any more whippings, because it says, as if a person becomes embarrassed, and that is an embarrassing thing, he is then becomes achicha. He becomes as if he's your brother. He's not a Russia anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says ha ish berei va isha b'mayim. It depends. It's not embarrassing enough if a man is just with water, and therefore, if he urinates on himself, he's not considered pater, only if he defecates himself. Isha b'mayim, however, it's a woman and she urinates on herself, then she is pater from and getting any more malchus. Yashar koach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.